Matt Bornstein. Thank you very much. Okay, I thought I would, I couldn't resist it, since here we have, I would say, several amudim that deal with the issue of women in a number of different ways, but I'm primarily interested in the issue of Noshim and Talmud Torah, which is an old issue for me, going back my entire life to a large extent. I would say over several decades that I've been involved with this issue at different levels, both from a practical standpoint, from a conceptual standpoint. I also have taught women for years, ran women institutions for years, for decades. So this is a massive issue that has a lot of halacha l'maisa ramifications. Maybe I'll just start with a fascinating Yerushalmi, quoted by Tesis, Chaval from a base. You probably are familiar with Yerushalmi. Tesis, commenting on the Gemara, it actually begins with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah told us over here that Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Mishnah Daf Chof Amud Aleph, maybe the middle of the Mishnah will read, mentions the idea of schus. Sota, who has a schus, so the Gemara says, Toilullah. Machlekes, the duration of Toilullah. And the Gemara has many opinions. In the Mishnah, you have Shona Achas, Shnotayim, Shaloshanim, and then we have a statement which is nothing short of being astounding. Mikan Omer Ben Azai, Chayav Adam Lam is Bito Torah. Why? Shein Tishde, Teida Shaschus Toilullah. Almost beyond belief, such a statement. That's the reason why you should teach a young woman Torah. If she becomes a Sota, then she'll have this to be Somichan. There'll be kind of Achisamach, Shaschus Toilullah. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah. Rav Laza Omer, Kolam Alami, Bito Torah, Kiilu Lom Do Tiflos. So I could end the Shia right now and discuss Tiflos for 100 hours. There's so many different Shotim, and what Tiflos is, also mind-boggling. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, another fascinating statement, which has to be explored and examined carefully. Reitza Isha B'kabu Tiflos, Mites Kabin Uprishus. This statement also needs a lot of careful examination psychologically regarding the nefesh of an Isha. And Rashi already doesn't have much to say here, but the simple pshat in the Gemara is that a woman would prefer to be with her husband and be economically deprived, be in a situation where her economic, socioeconomic status leaves a lot to be desired, rather than having a massive kind of parnasa but not being with her husband. Mites kabin uprishus. And many today, we live in a generation where there's a lot of tumultuous, swirling kind of activity regarding Divrei Chazal. And many question this statement. I don't question Chazal. I have no difficulty. On the contrary. Over the years, I'm sorry?
I'm not aware.
Well, you live in a bubble.
Okay.
I don't. I live in the real world. And as a result, I'm surrounded by all types of forces that you are not surrounded with, Baruch Hashem, Ashrecha, Vashrechelkecha, that you're able to live in your nuclear bubble.
Yes.
I don't live in any bubble, neither is it nuclear. I live in quite a world swirling about me with all types of...
What's the pshat that they're given?
What?
What's the pshat?
Well, they contend that this is a statement which is obviously...
That a woman would like to be not with her husband? I mean,
a woman would prefer to have... Many women would prefer to have a massive parnasa, live, shall we say, a comfortable kind of lifestyle, as opposed to being... they prefer that rather than being with the husbands. This is a metzius. Maybe you're not aware of it. I'm around 50 years of my life, and I deal with these issues. Okay, I'm just making just introductory statements. So I need actually to discuss these three statements in Chazal at least 100 hours. But I won't, I'm going to spare you, since I'm just going to give an overview. That's what I have here in the Marmot Kavos. But then I continue with Yerushalmi, quoted by Tesis, here on Daf. Chaval from the base. Maybe we'll read a little bit of the Gemara. Omer ben Azai, Omer Beis. Chayav Adam Lamed is Bito Torah. In order that she should be aware of the fact that if she becomes a Saita, she has a Schus. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kolam Alam is Bito Torah, Malam the Tiflus. Tiflus Sol Kodaita. Let's translate Tiflus right now as Lashon Shtus. there are literally doctoral theses written on this line of the Gemara, on the translation of the word Tiflis. There are several translations I'll provide you with, but trust me, there have been several doctoral theses written on this topic. What exactly Tiflis, to my mind, means Shlus. I'll just translate it using one word. What?
At this point in time.
I'm sorry?
At this point in time.
At this, yes, correct. So the Gemara says, Tiflis Solkodaitoch, Shlus. I think. Oh, no, he said something which is relevant to the former conversation that we had. Anyway, Tiflis Solkodaitoch. Correct, correct. That's what Rashi learns, 100%. But there are different explanations, different mahalchim over there, but Rabbi Baum says it's correct, and certainly in Rashi. The Gemara continues, Ela ema ki'ilu lim dal tiflus, lom dal tiflus, Om Rabba Bo, Ma'ik ta'an Rabba Loz, Dichsiv ani chochma shachanti orma, Kem she nichneso chochma v'adam, nichneso imo armumis. I assume you and I, even Rabbi Munitz and I, have the same translation over here, I assume. Armumis, which means essentially trickery.
Conniving.
Now, it says Ba'adam, Slav Dafka B'isha. Same applies to the male gender. No distinction between the male gender and the female gender regarding this statement, that's for sure. There are plenty of people who are Chacham Lahara, who unfortunately use their Chachma for nether purposes, not for a positive gain for the Klal Yisrael or for the world at large. The Gemara continues, Rabbanon haya ni chochem hay abdile, miboy lech el abyes rabbi chanino. Om rabbi yis rabbi chanino, ein divretar miskaimin, el b'mishe mamid atzmo orom aleihem. What a striking statement. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, mamid atzmo orom? We are more familiar with other divri chazal. Shemei mis atzmo aleh, I can give you a long list of divri chazal, but here the lashon of mamid atzmo orom, almost without translation. So Rashi, on line number 3, Rashi says, first of all, line before. Ki'ilu, shemitecha hi mevina armumis, va'osa dvareha behatznea, as Rabbi Munitz said, in a stealthy, conniving kind of way. Next Rashi. Chochma is Torah. Next Rashi. Shema ma'amid atzma aram aleha. Says Rashi, you know what that means? If you want to be able to become ensconced in divrei Torah, shepirish mikol asokim, what a Rashi. Rashi says here a number of things. Number one, Piresh Mikol Asokim. Person literally is not involved in the world, let's say, the world of finance, or the outside world. Is not essentially pursuing all types of different professional kind of activities, and he's an only v'chasar kol. Item number 2. How is a person going to ensure she is kind to Rasul al yodo? Likvot tzal yad, bilumo mikol odo. So there are 2 elements here in this Rashi, and that is how Rashi understands the language of Chazal, ma'amid atzma or maleha. Okay, I continue one more Chazal. Om Rav Yechon, ein dir return, miskaim lemi shemesim atzmo ki misha eno. This, of course, refers to clearly, character of a person, he's an onov, he's a shofel. Shenemar, v'achochmo, me'ayim, I mean, Rashi says, min ha'osui ke'ayim. Essentially, he completely is an individual who is totally modest, exceedingly modest, I would say. I just one or two more items I'll mention. Next Gemara, Rabbi Shomer, Rotza Isha, as the Mishnah had said, she prefers to have the Lashon, again, Kavet Tiflus, Mites Kavet Aprishus. So here again, the Gemara says, Mai Kama, Hachi Kama, Rotsa Isha B'Kavet Tiflus, Imam B'Tishas Kavet Aprishus. What in heaven's name has he added to that which the Mishnah said? One or two words, but we don't seem to have much of an addition, Lich Ora. So the Rishonim explained what I told you earlier, but Rashi says it here as well. Says Rashi, Rotsa Isha B'Kavet Tiflus, shall I bring you a Gemara? Because I don't, although actually some of it, no, it's not, I'm sorry, I don't think the Gemara is here. So Rashi says here, Rotsa Isha B'Kavet Tiflus, Chafetza Lizon B'mezonos mu'otim. A woman would prefer to have limited parnasa. V'etiflusa matzila betashmish. Mites kabin uprishus. Lifrosh menatiflus. Lefigot ein tov. Shel tilmol Torah. Even though, obviously, Torah has many, many pluses and can add, enhance a person's life, but somehow, this is what will emerge as a result of her learning Torah. The entire Gemara is almost, I would say, besides being bewildering, befuddling, almost beyond any kind of comprehension, there are many question this statement, as I mentioned earlier, despite your non-agreement, with my understanding of things, that Baruch Hashem, you are, as I am, committed to Divrei Chazal. Okay. Chaval to sheigat ktsat b'yichur, anachnu zkukim l'psicholog sheyazor lanu b'anosim eilu. Afilu ben shel psicholog, gam ki yachol lazor lanu. Bo kar d'abua. Anachnu asukim b'nosei shel nashim. Chof, chof alef. Who you say in Mufak? Aber yesh rangit, rehuta, yoter tov mimeni. Okay, we're discussing the issue of Rotsa Isha, Bekab v'tiflus, yosef mites kab v'prishus, ben azai. Why should we teach a woman Torah if she becomes a sota? So she'll have a tliya, she'll be able to be tayla 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all the other shurim that I mentioned in the Gemara. And now I'm coming to the Yerushalmi quoted by Tesis, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The last two, three lines of Tesis, very famous Tesis, that quotes the Yerushalmi regarding Ben Azai against Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, also an important Gemara in Chagiga. Why do women come to Hakel? Anoshim, Anoshim, Ataf, Anoshim, Bo Lilmod, Noshim, Lishmoa. And the way Tesis explains that the third line, Benire, the Pirish, the Mitzvah, Lishmoa, Anoshim, not because of schus teila, but rather, women come, women also have an obligation to learn Torah, we'll discuss it momentarily. So then, the Tesis continues. Matrona Shalat Rabbalazim Neima, why you have over here people who died, three different types of death in the Cheta Ego. Chet achat maisa ego, and here we have different types of death that were meted out. Cherev, magefa. Rashi quotes Misas Hadarkon. Amalo einish liisha chochma elav pelech. Another statement. Rabbi Baum, you don't teach women. You're an outstanding talmud chacham. I've been teaching women for 50 years of my life. You quote a statement like this, "En chachma l'isha le bepelech," to today's generation, you'll be the receiving end of a pelech. At best, it'll probably be considerably worse than that. So what's the pshat in this? Further, Amalo hunkis b'no, b'shvil lalo shalo la'ashiva dav echa min ha-Torah, ibarata mimeni gimel meid kur maise b'chol shana. This woman used to be, shall we say, my patron. And because of this statement, I just lost my entire panasa. I'm being a little bit dramatic, if you don't mind. I mean, he's a kain, and this woman would give him all her maisvis the entire year, and now as a result of this statement, that's the end. Amale, yisarfu divrei Torah, v'lo yimasu divrei Torah l'nashim. Ma kvodo omer al zeh?
Okay.
Kvodo b'seder, makom. Is that Yerushalmi? Okay, so now, I just, this was by way of a little introduction in order to enter a discussion on all these issues. Now, as I said, this discussion really is worthy of several hundred hours minimally, and that's not even, I barely scratched the surface, but I'll just try to overview some of the issues. So on page number one of the outline, this is a famous Gemara. Women technically are not chayiv in Talmud Torah. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. I underlined it on page number one, the famous sugya in Masach Kedushin, the Gemara Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Aleph, and here it's a pretty clear statement that women are not technically obligated to study Torah. The reason why I began with this is because this is the basic source. I mentioned this already a few times. I'm sitting in Shir with the Rav Soloveitchik, and we actually were reading some Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, and all of a sudden someone asked him regarding the status of a woman in Talmud Torah. So then he essentially says the following. I'm more or less quoting him verbatim. He said, Emunah Ezer, of course they're obligated to learn. It's all relevant to Nosha. Chesha Mishpat, I'm not allowed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. Here is a woman who's driving a car on the highway. She's driving 20 miles an hour with her floppy hat. And a speed zone of, let's say, 65 miles an hour, I don't know, 75 kilometers an hour, whatever it may be. And what do you think? Everyone is trying to circumvent her, go around her, go ahead of her, honking their horns. So she had better know Choshe Mishpat. She is generating all these accidents. I'm just using the muscle of our celebration. Yeridea, of course she has to know Basav Echolov and Tarevis. She can't go to Rabbi Bernstein. You're not always available to everyone. Rabbi Pia. She's in the kitchen. Says Yidavisin. Yeridea. Basav Echolov Tarevis. Shailas Kolayim Kalayla. Unless she has husbands like all of you. So then she has an unusual situation. So what is the only thing that she's not mechuyev in her chayim? No. Ashkenazi women accepted upon themselves to do mitzvah seish as mangroma. So she's chayim. Okay. The Rebbe says here, Rabbi Munitz, I don't know how you react to this. I'll get to this in a moment. This is just scratching surfaces. On page number two, I can't go through this whole sugi and kedusha lamadalit. This needs careful examination. I'm not even going to discuss it properly because I'll just end up getting stuck. The Gemara has a kasha at one point about women being chayav and the makor from mezuzah. And the Gemara has a statement over here that very fascinating and very significant statement. Nashim also want to live. Nashim also, shall we say, want to have longevity. The Gemara has a whole discussion here, which mitzvahs yes, which mitzvahs no. And I'm not going to go through this right now because I just can't. But I'll just mention that. On page number three is the most famous Rambam that has caused, spawned probably an entire literature. Habed Yod Nishpach, Habed Kumasin Nishtabru, Adivya Rambam Elu. The Rambam is in Perek Alva, Chesav Tela. I underlined it. Isha Shalom the Torah, Yesh Lo Schar, Abla Eino Kischar Ha'ish. Neshalom Itzavis. She's a Eina, mitzuba, and if she learns, she's going to receive schar. But she's not obligated. So the question is, well, we'll talk about that one moment. V'chala ose dava she'ena mitzuba v'asoso, ein schar k'schar ha-mitzuba she'oso, ela, the Rambam says that essentially, someone who's not mitzuba, v'yavu v'she'esho schar, tzivu chacham shol ilam and adam mitzvito Torah. Again, I want to just stress very carefully, how does the Rambam formulate the Isur? A father is not allowed to teach his daughter Torah. The Isur is on the father, according to the Rambam, to teach his daughter Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Ulumadatim osam es benechem. The context is the father teaching his son. The Gemara says, V'lo benosechem. The Rambam continues. Nesharov hanoshim ein daitam muchemes l'islami v'arein motzias dibre tolo dibre havai l'fi anius daitam. This statement, you can imagine what this statement has spawned. So I'll just tell you what Rabbi Meiselman, your Rebbe, how he interpreted this in his book, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, and written in 1972, 1973. I went through the entire book several times, wrote in many Ha'aros, on the Sefer. So his argument is the following. Rov Noshim, that's not his Chiddush, that's the Prisha. The Prisha is Medayik from the Rambam. Miud Noshim, Einan Motzil Dibre Torah Dibre Havai. So the women who are involved in the study of Torah, obviously part of that miut. That's clear. What does it mean, though? The answer is, says Rabbi Meiselman, and this is already not his chiddush, it's found already among Dodi Achronim, that in order to learn Torah Shebaal Peh properly, it requires enormous amount of energy, of time, of investment, of iyun rav, iyun godol, diktuk, adir, So women, someone who is exempt technically from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, doesn't have the ability to do that. Pashut, it's a very balabatish hezbeh. But then Rabbi Meisen goes on, but the same thing applies to their male counterparts. Women who are not technically obligated, and they don't have the ability to do so, because of time constraints and other kind of constraints and other obligations that devolve upon them, so they're going to be mostly the Ritzah Rabbi. But trust me, says Rabbi Meiselman, a man who doesn't devote himself to Talmud Torah, the same. Also be mostly the Ritzah Rabbi. Yen Hevdel, Ben Gvarim L'Nashim. That's 100% sure. 100% correct. But that's how he interpreted this Rambam. Is this the Pshat in the Rambam? Yesh Bezeh Makom Ladun. Because the Rosh Rambam is, Ein Daitan Mechuvenes L'Islami. So some want to claim that this is what Chazal say, Gemara Kedushin, and elsewhere, several times in Sash, Noshin Daitan Kalos. Rambam does not say that, b'chlal. Many contend that's a Pshat Rambam. And there's a famous Kasha that's asked by the Torah Tamima. As always, you thought the Kasha doesn't even begin. There's a steer in Chazal. Bina Yisrael Nidna L'Yisha, Noshim Daitan Kalos. As they affect Torah Tamima. As they affect our Kasha. The love for his, for the life of him, could understand what in heaven's name got into that man. Ma Kesha Bein Daitan Kalos, Levein Noshim Bina Yisrael Nidna L'Yisha, Shnei Musagim Shonim Negamri, Nifradim Zem Yizek, Kerechog Mizrachim Arab. Utsadeg Me'achuz. Ein Makom Lakshok Kushazot. But I can't discuss that now, because that would need another shiur. So I'm not going to do it. Bina Yisrael refers to intuition. Women are blessed with intuition, a divine gift that they have. Daitan Kalos is found in Shas, in the context of Mibchina Rikshit, that emotionally, they're more susceptible to Pitui, the context of Yichud, a few other places. But that is nothing to do with the intellectual acuity of women. I'm involved, I've taught young women who are geniuses, brilliant, brilliant beyond brilliant, trust me, more brilliant than all, many of the young men who are sitting in front of me. They don't come there, they're karsulayim, that is the young men, near the karsulayim of these women. So what does Rama mean? Neshe'en daiton mechuvenes lehislami. So I happen to like Rabbi Mazman's pshat, he's not the only pshat, there are other pshatim here, actually I can't suggest, because I'm trying to give an overview. I continue. The Rambam goes on, Omer Chachamim, Kol HaMelam is Bita Torah, Kulim Do Tifus. Bamed Ramur, Mitar Shabal Peh. This line is another one. Me'ayin Sha'av HaRambam is HaFchana Azov. Where did he get this from? Only in Tar Shabal Peh. Mitar Shabal Lo Yolam Edo Sa Lechatchila. You shouldn't even teach him Tar Shabal Chsav Lechatchila. Vin, the Rambam says, Vim Limdo, Eino Kabalam Do Tifus. But the Eved, you can teach them Torah Shibichsav. Does anyone here know of any women's institution that's Mekayim, this Rambam, Kedas Vekedin, Kilchoso? So I hear from my Rebbe, Agoyin Atzadik Avan Lichzin Zatzal. Yes, there are such women. In Satmir. That's what he said. That in Satmir, they don't teach any Torah Shibichsav. Zero. No Rashi. They teach Torah Shibichsav. They teach. Torah Shibichsav. Kach. So what do they do with the Chatchila? So the answer is, it's all B'di'evit. They don't do the Chatchila. B'di'evit, what do you mean? They schmooze with them about Musa, Yashamayim, Hashkofa, how to be a firm woman, to be Tzanua. And along the way, they quote Torah Shibichsav. They're the only ones who have a kind of Islam on Kedas V'Gedin. I don't know of any Beis Yaakov. Perhaps you do. You certainly would, probably more than I would. I don't travel exactly in those circles. That they teach, wow, not just Rashi, Beis Yaakov. They're very firm over there. Ramban, Rishonim. Side Gemara is left and right. Maybe not inside. They don't take out a heavy Masechta like this. So the question is, this Rambam is, wow, chock full. Moly Begodesh. It needs a lot of interpretation. I go to the next page, page 4. This is a famous Mechaber Amo. Isha Shalom the Torah, generally the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, Kemar quotes him verbatim. Isha Shalom the Torah, Yesha Schar, Avalok Yischar Ha'ish, Eina Metzuvah Va'iseh. You know, the taste in Kedushin, a few places, we're trying to point out, once someone in Metzuvah Va'iseh, then you got to hit Sahara, that tells you not to do it. Here we have a psychologist, so he'll explain that to you. Masha Enkein, if you're not Mechuyev, so then you don't have that Yetzahara. I can explain this also, not just in psychological terminology, I'm not a psychologist, but other ways. Anyway, so he quotes the Rambam. The Avishay Shoschar Tziv Chazal Shulam and others beat the Torah. Rov Hanoshim and Daitim Chuvenes Islamein. Moses the Vitor the Rabbi, if any is Daitim, Omer Chacham the same. Now look in the Rambam. ומכל מקום, חייבת האישה ללמוד דינים השייכים לאישה. What a statement. So according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's basically דל חלק שבנוח. Dinim that are relevant to a woman.
That's just halacha.
What? Halacha. I'm coming to that also. I'll discuss with them. Dinim. The Beis HaLevi. I'll get to the Beis HaLevi shortly. But dinim ha-sheyachon refers to, as Rabbi Bam said, halacha. V'isha eni chayevet l'lamin es b'na Torah.
Even Sama does that.
What?
Even Sama will do that.
That's correct. U'mikomakom im ozered libno l'bayla she'asku b'Torah. That's also Gemara here, a famous Gemara. It's a Gemara actually found several times in Shas. A Gemara in Brachis, and also Gemara over here. Dakui banayu lebeik nishta. If you remember that Gemara, that's exactly what women do. They wait for their husbands to come back from the kollel, or they, in effect, wait for their children, and they are the ones who clearly are mechazek their husbands and children to learn Torah, ain't shum suffik, that's a correct statement. And therefore, choleket schar b'hadayu, question, what's the source for that? That also needs a lot of attention. I just want to refer you to, if you look here in the shach, I underline a number of shachs. I'm not going to read all of them right now, but what's critical in the Ramah, chayeves ha'isha lilmod dinim ha'shayachim l'isha. So now, let's continue in the Beis HaLevi. It may be the most famous Beis HaLevi, probably. I mean, to me, the ones that I know are all famous. I don't know all of them. I know a lot of them. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very fond of his great grandfather. He's named after him. So the Beis HaLevi could do no wrong by him. I'm not exaggerating. He used to quote him left and right all the time. Sometimes massive chidushim that are a little bit beyond the pale. Lefi anius daiti hakala v'haktana. Lefi anius daiti, I should say. And yet, you couldn't argue with the Beis HaLevi, just like you can't argue with Rav Chaim. It's not completely true. But more or less, you can't argue with Rav Chaim. You can't. Rav Chaim says, it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's Yadua. Okay, I'm just being cute. Anyway, so the Beis HaLevi here, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's right for you, but essentially he comes up with the following chiddush, very famous chiddush. Tvei dinim, when it comes to Talmud Torah. One is Talmud Torah as a means to an end. There's no question. Women are obligated to learn Torah as a means to an end. That's what the Ramah said, in order to know what to do. They have to know halacha lemaisa. They have to know how to, shall we say, conduct themselves, just like the male folk are obligated to know kol haTorah kula. The women folk are obligated to know all the dinim that are relevant to them. There's a lot. Trust me, they have to know Hilchos Shabbos al Buryo. No different than we have to know Hilchos Shabbos al Buryo. And according to the Rav of Soloveitchik, they have to know considerably more than that. So you may or may not be aware that Rav Soloveitchik's family, women, heavily involved in the study of Torah. I'm not here, that's a separate topic, also needs a lot of attention. But they are, the daughters of Rav Soloveitchik, I'm talking about Rabbi Tversky, who just passed away, Aleha Shalom, Tzadeke Shein Kamo, and her sister, Rabbi Lichtenstein, Shedibadu L'chaim Arukim. They are very, very knowledgeable in Talmud Torah. That's the understatement of the year. I had several conversations with both of them in the course of the last several decades, and they basically cite Gemaras left and right. Literally, cite Gemaras that they are familiar with. Okay, so the first part of the Beis HaLevi here, that there's a chiyuv to know as a means to an end. Next, Torah is an end in itself. That's the second halacha. Mm-hmm. That women are potter, completely exempt. I don't know much about Rav Chaim's wife. I can't really attest anything about her, except for one thing. That every Erev Pesach, Rabbi Soloveitchik told us, his wife told her husband, Rav Chaim, if I leave Pesach up to you, I'd be eating chametz. Kach shomati mipit kotsho. Asrot pamim. That's the only thing I know about Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Simchaim Soloveitchik. Do you know Rabbi Pia, they lived in one room. So why did Rav Chaim Brisker do Bdikas Chametz the whole night? What in heaven's name was he searching for? I don't fully grasp that. Someone here told me that he lives in a very, Baruch Hashem, Bayit B'chava, over here in the Ramah, and it took him Bdikas Chametz 2.5 minutes. He just simply followed his computer where the 10 pieces were. So Rav Chaim took the whole night, and he has a 22 rooms. Anyway, so the second mitzvah of Talmud Torah, said the Beis Halevi, is Torah is an end in itself. There's a chiyuv to learn Torah, la'omka, la'rochva, la'ayengba, la'natechota, la'archiv, la'itamek, la'itbonein. That only men are obligated in. Which means the following. He brings several nafkaminas la'alocha, here the Beis Halevi. The nafkaminas are pretty obvious. Number one, nafkamina, is a woman chayiv to learn kachim, taros? The answer is no. Because that is not relevant. Halacha l'maisev is vaneinu anu. A man is mechuyot to know kachim and taros, to know masachet kelim by heart, to know zobin, machshirin, uktin. Number two, do women make a birchas haTorah? That's the next page. Page number six, the mechaber. Noshim bevarchos birchas haTorah. Yes. Women do make a birchas haTorah. That's how we pass in the halacha. Why? Said the bir halacha on the bottom of the page. Noshim, take a look. Hatam. Number one, as the Ramos said, my wife heard from her Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Avigdor Miller. You may read about him. You probably knew him, Rav Pia. No? A little bit. My wife was a student of his for several years. Chaval, I didn't know that before I got married. Anyway, but I said that, Latov. Rak Latzah Latov. So he, Rav Avigdor Miller, told them the Mechuyiv to say Kabanos. Minimally Pashas HaTomid. That's what the Mechuyiv is. My wife says Tomid. Tmidim Kisidram. My entire married life. She's more reliable than most of the men that I know as far as she would join a minion, but she's not part of a minion, so that's why she doesn't join the minion. But she davens three tefillos for that. As Machmir HaTzein Kabanos. Based on this, what Paiskim say. So yeah, so essentially there are two reasons why women say Birchas HaTorah. One is because of the Beis Halevi, Lilmot Hadinim Shalem, and two, because the Chayiv in Karbanos, I'm talking about Parshat Tomid, I'm not getting into all the other Karbanos right now. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah then says, Ulfiza Atan, Yechol Lotzi B'Rechas HaTer, Es HaIsh. This is Halacha L'maisa for me. I've been involved with a number of elderly men who weren't able to, in their own position to daven. Their wives said, B'Rechas HaTer, for them. Kach. Okay, I can't discuss that right now. And he goes on the Mishnah Berurah to say, "Alatam de mevarchus udaf de p'tir mitorah yichol sevarich v'lomar b'tzivonum de lo griya mikom mitzvah sei shazman grama de kam yichol sevarich." That's a psak of the Rambam. Machlokes tesis and the Rambam in Kol Hashas. Machlokes mechaber Rambam. Can a woman take upon herself mitzvah sei shazman grama? Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of saying, what's that machlokes? Whether a woman can make a bracha or not. You know, they say, Rav Avadya, a woman, a Sephardic woman who makes a bracha, mitzvah, seshad, man, grama, she will self-implode. Bamakom! I'm being a little dramatic. Anyway, kach, omer, maran, havavavadya. What's the machlokes? Whether women can make a bracha then? So the Rav used to be masvil like this. The machlokes is the bracha the maisa mitzvah? Eat the bracha is not a ma'isa mitzvah, she's not mechuyah the ma'isa mitzvah. Says man grama. Or no, maybe the bracha is on the kiyama mitzvah, and she gets a kiyama mitzvah. Nachon, ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, but there's still a mitzvah kiyumis. So on that, you make the bracha. That's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam, mechaber Rambam. Anyway, lahalacha, noshim bevarchos, birchas haTorah.
What should that be trained as lamdanim?
I'm sorry?
They should be trained as lamdanim.
Harav Soloveitchik, kach hu chashav. Ain't shum sofek, shu chashav kacha. His son-in-law, 10 times even more, Rabbi Lechassin, and his grandchildren, 10,000 times more. So we have that kind of, this needs a lot of discussion. There's no question, women are not mechuyev in the pilpul of Torah. But the issue is, if you want to teach women, and you're going to teach them Torah Shabbal Peh, let's say, in order to know the dinim, what are you going to teach them? Okay, here we go. Potter, mutter, asr, chayav. Potter, mutter, asr, chayav, mutter. Potter, asr, mutter, chayav. Potter, asr, mutter, chayav. Trust me, you will turn off an entire generation. You'll alienate all the women of this generation, including from women. Okay, I'll just make a comment regarding women in Torah Shabbal Peh. I'm not against women learning Torah Shabbal Peh. I don't think it should be institutionalized. I ran an institution. MMY for many years. I founded it. And their women were taught Torah Shema Peh. I was not among those who taught it to them. I was not comfortable completely with it because of the way it was done. However, I only permitted them to learn certain mesechtes. Shabbos, Lamates Malachis, Yuma, the Chamisha Inuyim, last Perek and Yuma, and they should know the laws of Tefillah. And I also taught the laws of Challah. V'afrashas Challah. No. Ma omer kvodo? Why? Because I thought it was necessary. 1 second.
The Gemaras and those topics?
The Gemaras and the topics were taught. I didn't teach it, but there were others who taught it. But they were instructed to teach them for the purpose of halacha lemaaseh, but with havana. They should know what the malacha of bishul is. How could you know the malacha of bishul? Okay. Don't use a warming drawer. Go ahead. Don't cook. You know what that means? Nothing. If we have, without pirut, and without some sense of giving them some havana, even in Torah Shabbat Peh.
Teaching otherwise.
What was that?
The concept of teaching requires...
Yeah, but teaching has changed in the last 50 years. 50 years ago, women, it was basically a tzedar and a kind of mahalach. And that is essentially what I just described a moment ago in my majestic fashion. Pata, mutar, asa, chayav, etc., etc. It turned over a whole generation. We don't want to do that. We want to inspire them. We want to motivate them. So there's nothing wrong with providing some, quote-unquote, am I allowed to say, gishmak, in the study of Torah for women? And that's what I myself have done over the years. I didn't teach them Gemara per se, Gemara, but it was taught under my auspices, Torah Shebal Peh, and it was taught with the idea that they should become Yireim Ushleimim, they should have Yashamayim. For example, I myself taught Ma'arechet HaTzniut for many years. Tzniut for women, the halachas of it, the hashkofa of it. We went into details. Details means not from a Gemara, that's, but obviously.
That's the issue. When the politically agenda is women learning Gemara.
I have no political agenda whatsoever. I don't know anything about politics. I run away from politics.
I'm saying
because Politica says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a Mishnah in Trumas. You know what Politica means? Sheker. That's what Politica is all about.
I'm not picking another word, but the point is that when the discussion of Torah about pay, I think the understanding is going to the sources.
There's nothing wrong with going to the sources for women as well. There's no chiyah to teach them Maseches Zvachim, or even Maseches Seita for that matter. But what I suggested, I thought was correct. I discussed it with several Gedolei Yisrael, and I'll get to that hopefully if I have time. I doubt it. But I discussed it with several Gedolei Yisrael many years ago. This goes back over 20-something years. The issue of teaching Torah Shema Peh, not in a formal kind of way to teaching Maseches Seita, I didn't do that, or teaching Maseches Brachos, I didn't do that either, but teaching, including a lot of Torah Shema Peh, in the Havana of trying to get them to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, Kedas V'Kedin, Kilchasa, and we did that, and I will tell you something else. I taught the Suga of Kisui Sar for many, many years, which is not a simple issue, as you probably may or may not know. Married women covering their hair in the different ways they should cover their hair. I taught it for years. And with the Makaras, with sources of Mishnah Ksubis, and the Sugan and Brachas Dachov Dalit, the whole business, etc., and Halacha Lamaisa, and Chubis of Yigus Meisha, and things of that sort. And I would say, Baruch Hashem, I said this before, my parents' generation, very few women cover their hair, including wives of Gedolei Yisrael. I can tell you 7 Gedolei Yisrael, their wives did not cover their hair. You only know of 1, all the people here, but I know of 7, whose wives didn't cover the biggest Gedolei Yisrael. Some of them came to America, they started to cover. Others still didn't cover their hair. My generation, 50% of the wives that my chaver married cover their hair. The generation I teach, if they're studying under me, or they're studying, shall we say, under people of a higher caliber than I am, 98% of them cover their hair. Does that mean they're better than the 2 generations before then? Lav dafka. Because today's generation is mostly cosmetics. Shallow cosmetics. But cosmetics sometimes works. It's a good thing. Covering hair. Adin Daraisa. Ufaras Vesha Isha. Amishin Ksubis. Sukin. Pasha Seita. So, but how is it taught? In a way that we could excite them, we could inspire them, we could motivate them to do this. Rabbi Muniz, that's how I operate.
That's not.
I'm not a Yushalmi like you.
The Rabbi is missing, at least my point. The No one talks about that making things interesting or deep.
You're masking to that.
But okay. I don't think anybody's holding on that. I don't think there's a... When the
issue is when it becomes a political football.
Tiflos is... Okay. That's one Gemara for the second one Gemara, and that's okay. Tiflos.
I came across... I really go to America to raise money for my yeshiva, one of my wonderful, absolutely outstanding kind of missions that I have to do. You can see how much I like it. Anyway, so I come across all kinds of phenomena, such as a women's school where women put on tefillin. It's against the Rambam. Meichin!
It stems from that.
I agree. I think that's included on Yichochma Shachanti Yorma. Exactly. And they have all kinds of explanations and rationales because this
you
is the nature of
the finger.
Okay, I don't know, but they don't know too much about the finger like you're a London, but they're not exactly into that. And there are plenty of rationalizations why they have no choice. The modern world, we have to connect with them, we have to relate to them. So basically, it's a hefkevelt. And the same thing I hear also from Sid Circles. Yesterday, I got a lecture from a very choshva Talmud Chacham, who comes from a certain part of the world. So I won't delineate which part of the world geographically he comes from. And he told me that let the women come to the Kaisel, the provocateurs, let them do what they want, ignore them. Maybe speaking from a more practical kind of perspective, pragmatic, then they'll go away. Let them do what they want, let them take Sifrei Torah, let them put on tefillin. So I told him,
listen to their messages.
I said, I don't agree with you. And he cholek alecha, he's a very fine Talmud Chacham. He learned over there, in that place. They think like that. He's really a fine Talmud Chacham. He's not in favor of this kind of behavior. But he said, that's the way it is. We have to learn to live with it. Hutoeh begadol. And I try not to be a kanoi. Even though I have a bit of kanoot in me. I spent too many years with Avdu Elik. So that's all. So that Talmud Brisko up. So whatever kanoot I have comes from him. Which is a lot of it, I think, positive. Some of it could be toned down a little bit. Ma kvodo mer? Ma kvodo kvodo? No, I never heard him speak about that. I don't know whether his daughters had prowess in those areas. I doubt it. I suspect not. But clearly, Kachem Vitaros, according to the Beis Halevi, are out of bounds. Completely. No need for it. Absolutely no need for it. Let him know Masechta Shabbos. What's wrong with that? That's no simple Masechta. Let him know the laws of Bishul and Barer. Rabbi Levinsohn had a taina to me. Many years ago, I brought Talmidim to him. And some of them already put on tcheles. So he asked one of the guys with tcheles, a 20-year-old fella, Masechet Shabbat kva gamarta? So the fellow said, mistakenly, lo marati zeh v'sham, po v'sham. Okay? Achshav b'makom, ani bochen otcha. Oy is correct. It was not just oy, it was oy v'avoy. And a few other oys added to it. So the guy said, "Aval Rav, ma keshe bein hayed shri masechet Shabbat bein tchenes zeh lechud bezeh lechud." Good kasha, effect good. So I've never saw kimat yatsa mikelav kashur mekashur. Then he tells the guy, "Okay, ani masher lecha tchenes. Acharei she tigmar kol hashas babu yushal midalchem shalach v'tagi elai v'ani bochen otcha alakol." Anyway, this happened 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago. So the guy told me he still doesn't wear tcheles. He stopped wearing tcheles. And he's busy. Shas babi yusham darei tis. But Rabbi, it's going to take me the rest of my life. I said, that's exactly probably what he had in mind. Anyway, that's how we would come in. But yesh kasher. Why is everyone wearing tcheles? All of a sudden they became, they don't know bishul, berer, basic dinim, the ice, they don't know. But tcheles. I'm not against tcheles. I don't wear it because my Rebbe was opposed to it. And there's no Masorah. And I spoke to 7 Gedolei Yisrael about it. Told me not to wear it. Our Rabbi Shavais, Rav Nevinsohn, a few others.
So what's
the
connection?
What?
I don't see the connection. I don't see, I'm tired.
Okay. Rabbi Nevinsohn's point was that, you know, they get fixated on this and that, and the basics, they don't know.
All true, but...
So they have to have a sense of... Shall we say priorities? That's his point.
That's his
point. Okay. I think yes, we go. Okay, on the next page, page number 7, one of the most famous Briskovs, and one that I never really understood too well. Yachol Yotze Harav Doctor Hoffman, who Yazoli, But I'll say as a Rizkov has a famous chiddush. He talks, yeah.
In this whole discussion about Rashi being learning, not learning in a yeshiva like the mirror, we have learning. I mean, there's a hot thought that women would have that situation.
Today, there are such institutions for women where they learn b'chavrusa and they have shiurim and put in Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what they do. I'm not a part of that. My position always has been a very nuanced one, and that's why people don't understand me. They find me difficult to, shall we say, le'akel. They don't know how to stomach me, how to digest me, because everything I do is nuanced. Everything has, as you know me by now, Shtickle. So it's hard. That's complicated. But there are such institutions today, here in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. And again, I my general point is, if a woman has such a desire to learn, I don't feel it should be institutionalized. I don't think we need such institutions. But if there's a woman, X, Y, whomever it may be, has such a desire, we have to find a way to provide her with that kind of context where she could be inspired and satisfied. Still, the be a from woman. One of Rabbi Shechter's arguments, Rabbi Herschel Shechter, going to Herschel Shechter. Okay, now they learn all Shas. Fine, wonderful. How come they're not tzanua? How come they don't dress properly? Ma kesher. Okay, so I can't read the sugi and brachas chavdal they skipped. Or maybe they learned it, but they don't carry it out. Lamaisa. That's one of his big arguments. That's ani chochma, said Rabbi Shechter, shachach neorma. That's what Gemara is talking about. Our mummies. So he's not a fan of all this. This is Rabbi Herschel Shechter. He's not a right-wing Ponovitcher. That's not where he's coming from. And there are others who have even stronger arguments. It's a complicated matter. But we have to know Chanuch Lanao Pidarko. That's a very important klal. In Chinuch, I'm in the world of Chinuch 51 years of my life. And I've learned. I've tried to learn that klal. Chanuch Lanao Pidarko. I try my best, both with men and women, to go with the flow. V'alecha d'mazera. Kiilu. Okay, I want to show you the Brisk Rav on page 7. So the Brisk Rav has a comment. Birchas HaTorah. You know, we have different types of brachas we're familiar with. There's Birchas HaMitzvah, that everyone knows. The Sheach Vodah, everyone knows. Birchas HaNenin. What is Birchas HaTorah? So what would you say, Rabbi Pia? You would tell me, Birchas HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah. You are 100% correct. I don't know if you, Rabbi Bernstein, you would add. Do you think it's Birchas Sheach Vodah? Bepashtus yet. You have several brachas. Machlokes Rishonim, how many? But whatever the case is, Me'ula Shiva brachas the Gemara speaks about. Last week with Dibrei Torah, or Al Dibrei Torah, according to the Rif and the Rambam. And then, Asher Bacha Rabbanim, Mikol Amim, Nasanos Tarasa, Nosin HaTorah, etc., etc. So it hasn't hit the elements of Shach Vaidah. Would anyone here say that's Birchas HaNen? Would anyone have a suggestion that's Birchas HaNen? Even you, Rabbi Munitz, with all of your, shall we say, charisma? Would you call it Birchas HaNenin? Says Rizkov, it's Birchas HaNenin. Abchayim, what's made Birchas HaNenin? You know what the bracha is made? Only the briskets could talk like this. I heard Rav Soloveitcher say this umpteen times. The bracha is on the chetz of Shoteira. Chetz of Shoteira requires a bracha. What's made us, Rabbi Bam? The older I get, the worse it's getting.
It's
what? A matir, din matir, exactly. Oh, you're getting the lingo. Baruch Hashem. Imagine introducing an Englishman, but he knows all the lingo. Anyway, midin matir. So that's what he writes. And this is found in, the Brisk Rav has a kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh Yom and Sukkah. Very hard to get a hold of it. I got it approximately 51 years ago. Still have the same copy. I can't get any other copy. Can't get my hands on any copy. I'm not sure why they don't sell it. I don't get it. Even the briskers who sell this privately, they don't sell this.
I got a copy last year.
Here?
And now you're fine.
Okay. Maybe you'll find another one for me if you don't mind. Anyway, so it says here, I'm reading the bottom. That's the basic kasha. They can't make a bracha. How do they make a bracha? Birchas HaTorah when they're potter. B'shavati in pi Adon Yehovim Rebbe Rebbe, Agoy Nechosid, Zetzuka La La La. Sh'omar, he said, the Birchas HaTorah, Eina Bracha Al Kiyam HaMitzvah Shal Talmud Torah, page 8, V'akudim B'fnei Atzmo, the Torah Bo Yibrocha. Ki Dafinim B'brochas Dav Chaf Aleph, Mikod Chishem HaShem Erkom, V'Gol Olukenu, Okay, then the din shaykh la mitzvah klal. Teira atzma tuna bracha. The chetzah shel Torah requires a bracha. V'noshim turos rak mei mitzvah shel tamu teira. Aber ein of course, mei etzer chetzah shel tamu teira. They use language of a Bernstein that's sometimes even beyond me. And I grew up on this. This is like my bread and butter. My whole life, that's all I hear. I was exposed to briskets my entire life. There are a few people in the shul that don't know what briskets are. One guy here tells me, but briskets, you mean a brisket, a beef? I asked him, where have you been hiding? He thinks a brisket of beef is the ideal. Torah, you know what it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? You probably know this, Rabbi Pian. He still has a sense of humor, Baruch Hashem. Moshe kibel Torah mi brisk. It's about what I'm shooting, that's what it says. Misina is brisk. I think I said over a few times, a little year a day with our Soloveitchik, came across a shach. I'm always trying to figure out which shach it was. And the Rav says, how can it be? The shach spilled the beans. So you know what he's talking about. He says, bring me Rab Chaim. To say Rab Chaim is the same shikul Torah as the shach. How can it be? The shach lived before Rab Chaim. He says, there's one maskona. The shach eichel at gewusst wie zu lernen. You also know how to learn. That's what's Rab Chaim Briska. Wow, what a chiddush. That was a chiddush. Anyway, so he says here, the brach is on the chetzah shel Torah. Women are shach to the chetzah shel Torah. And he goes on. That's why they make a bracha. And as we're not, the bracha is not mitzah the kiyam mitzah of Talmud Torah. The bracha is mitzvah, the chetzah shel Torah that requires a bracha. And he goes on to the discussion about Hallel and Kisvei HaKedev, which I'm not interested in right now. In the Chavetz Chaim, the Kuti Aloch is on page number 9. This is also a very famous comment. He goes to the Gemara in Seita. By the way, this is an unbelievable sefer. That's Kedai. You probably use it, Rabbi Bam, when you teach Masechta Seita, I imagine. He has a lot of very golden nuggets, the Chavetz Chaim. So here he talks about, he quotes the Gemara that we mentioned, women getting a schar for waiting for their husbands and being mechazik the children to learn Torah. Then he quotes all the Gemaras of Tiflus, and Anichoch Moshachat the Arma, till the bottom of the page. And then he cites essentially, Kasu Rabavusa. He's talking about the Rama. Hanadavka Torah Shabbat Peh. Last 3 lines. Torah Shivaksav, Shin Alamna, the Chatrilo, Hamalamna, Enikim Lamna Tiflus. The Gamma Torah Shabbat Peh, Dinim Shacham, the Isha, Mechuyom, Lilmod, and Rots Isha Bekat Tiflus, etc., etc. So take a look over here. On top of the page where I put an arrow, it actually starts the previous part. The Mishnah of Yeshchus, etc. It means that, as he points out, La'olam Schus de Torah, upper left hand column, where the arrow is, V'lo Shal Sekhet Ba Torah, El Shal Torachat Bibna, Uvibalo Shal Yaskil. And then he goes on, She Torchot, She Torachat Albanayim, Lavian Beta Sefer, V'likwal Mikra, V'lishal Mishnah, Natron the Gavayu, Mamtinu the Baleim, Sheotzin the Yacheret, Lil Motora, etc., etc. Okay, so the Chavetz Chaim doesn't really tell you halacha l'maaseh, but Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in the famous tshuva on page 11, maybe the only tshuva in the entire Igros Moshe that was written to Rabbi Tzvei Zatzal, Rashim in Philadelphia, and this is a Peladika tshuva, Limud Mishnayot Lebanot. Can you teach them Mishnayos? Page 11. Sorry. Hine, medavar shenimtzu batei sefer liyaladot ulenarot sheniku b'shem beis Yaakov, shevotzim v'analat hamorim lilmodim ha-mishnayit hine ha-ramam be'agav tamo tera pasak ha-baloza b'seita en lelamed lebanot tera ach hu mechalek she'ik she'ilu melam netifu v'tor she'aval peh tor she'uksav enik lam netifu sach she'el chathil gam zein lamed. Al kopanim mishnai shetosh ba'peh tibur chacham shelo yilamdom buki ilu lindum tiflos lachen tzarich lemanam mizeh v'rak pirkei avot. So here's what we're going to teach in Beis Yaakov from 9 o'clock till 4 in the afternoon. Moshe kibel Torah misina. Maybe we'll sing it with a few nigunim, and along the way we'll be able to occupy them. I'm just being again a little cute. Rak pirkei avot mishum shu inyani musar. What a tshuva. Peeled a ploy. 1 second, I just have a few more things to say. So this tshuva was written actually, doesn't say the year. Could be the same year. It could be Tashin Lamed Vav was written as the same above, which is 50 years ago, approximately. Close to 50 years ago. Reb Chaim David HaLevi, on page number 12 and 13, he was a rabbi in Tel Aviv. And he zachiti lefgosh et ha'yudi hazeh kama pamim. He was an astounding gadol b'Torah. In general, by the way, there are distinctions between the Sephardic world and the Ashkenazic world. I don't know if you're aware of this. As far as chinuch habanot, many, many differences. Now they're hacking this week, about today. Can a Sephardim take a haircut? It's a big machloket among the Sephardic poskim. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, no. And this one, no. And there's one who's a choshev at Talmud Chacham, said yes, and now they all attacked him. Neged Maran HaMechaber. Okay, let me connect this up. Anyway, I thought about talking about this last week, if you remember, Friday night. I ended early, which was, I don't know how that happened. That was like a nice nigla. And we had another 10 minutes. So I said to myself, oh, that's the topic I should talk about. That would have been 1 hour, that topic. So I decided not to do that. So here, Haim Mutar Lelamed Banot Torah. Okay, here, about 8 minutes, you see. Can you teach banot datiyot after tichon Torah Shebal Peh? Leid kazol kasher ha'olam malei tiflut. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Charuka. Because someone asked me how to translate this.
This is from 76 at the time?
Yeah.
So they couldn't point the nekudot in there.
That's right.
Typeset.
That's right. V'nachon la'amik b'limud ha'Torah gan l'banot b'mchad l'esh ha'amdot l'imudim ha'cherim. Okay, so now he writes, bottom of the page. What does it say? It doesn't say asa. That's right, way of diuk that he makes. Ela morat ruach. Like Vatiana morat ruach, the Yitzhak of the Rivka. El Sharam lo kasav kein. Rabbi did Rabbi Lazar Tzibu Shalom and Abad Torah kach Hashano. Tzibu Chacham Shalom and Adam Bito Torah. Rabbi Noshem and Daitim Chanu L'Islamei. Next, the Sim Hashem Haramam. The Chilbis in Torah Shabbosav Torah Shabalpe. Ritzon Chol Yishtamish Benusuch HaTuba Devi Haramam. She Afucha Mizor Shal Fanein Eno Nire. Because there's a mistake over there. Fine. And therefore he goes on that the gears of the tour was a mistake. And now on the bottom of the page. Bottom of the page, Kuf Tzadik Alev. Have that? Rabbi Apir, you see in the bottom? Hinei Gam Shulchan Aruch Yodea. Nifsika halacha zos. V'sham tzi in hagro. Mokal divi Rambam from the Dorim. Muda na mechavero. U'malam na medish halacha v'agodas. Avodoy ilam ha-mikra. Malam v'esbenosa mikra. That's the deal. Next page. Page 13. Upper right hand corner. Ha'im levua shesad ha-heter b'lima rabbanot u'mikra. That's a mokka. The mokka is gemara in the Dorim. Many bring this mokka. Rav Chaim Kanevsky, Zatzal, and many others. Because everyone asks, where did the Rambam get this distinction? Tintoshe b'chsav, toshe b'alpeh. Mi amano it's there. So, v'lechara nira b'beirur, she'asur l'amei b'anot Torah Shebal Peh. Aval, k'var uchia, amitzitu sheba'bo b'anot asuchayel, v'lomdu Torah v'yifligo, k'var heretik, morin achido, v'shem abin ha'shimshon, she'isha niskura b'brayta, cholaget matanoim, v'tziyein k'chidush l'mtso isha b'gul ha'tanaim, v'osif shamar achido, who was that? Bruya eshet amer. I can't go into Bruya, that needs separate discussion. Wow, she's a personality beyond belief, with her knowledge. ועוד הרך שם נשיא של השבץ, גדול המורים, הביא בשם רבנית אחרת, אחת, לא של עצמם, הביא שני דינים, that his mother, the רבצין, דרשין. And there were many רבניות, שאלו שאלות, אמנם, הרוצה לדחות כל זה, יכול לדחות בקלות, שכל האיסור אינו אלא על אב, שלא ילם מבית התורה, ולא מצאנו ביולם, איסור על אישו, שלא תלמד בעצמה, ויתוכן שכל הנאה, לא מדו בעצמה תורה, on their own, they could learn Torah. אלא שהיא עצמה קושה ביוסף, מדוע נסר לימד התורה על אב, שלא מנת ביתו, why does it say there should be an Isur where women not to learn? We can't do the Hamsi Chidish Ba'aloch Hazot, Remena Pasach Heter, Lameda Banot Torah. V'itkilo Nagdim She Basis HaTam HaYisur, Dayol Ochiach She'ino Yisur Mukhlat. The Rambam says, Rov Noshim. So by the way, this is the Prisha that he brings. He doesn't call it the Prisha, but that's what he's referring to. Rov Omer Dasheni, Yesh Efo Miut, She'oyod Lil Motorah. V'ech Shash Yotzid Devetot Devavai, Mikan She'kashe Yadu Alana Bevadu'ud, She'isha Zot, רצונה ללמוד תורה בקנות, ודייתו שלמה ויציבה, אין היא שייכת לרוב שאסור ללמוד תורה.
לא שייך היום.
What did you say?
It's not shaykh.
What does that mean?
It's agenda. Unfortunately, too many agendas in it.
Okay, I'm in the world of chinuch 51 years of my life. I don't think we have to necessarily to assume that every single woman.
No, the chashash of.
There is a chashash of an agenda, and many do have an agenda. You are correct, no question about it. But there are individual women that I know that do have such a desire, and if we squelch that desire, we might be involved in their alienation from Yiddishkeit, and I've seen it more than once, and so I would prefer to go in a different direction and try to do that which is in the parameters of the halacha and to excite them about leaving the Torah. I had a chaver who just passed away. He and I had several bikuchim sarim banosei hazeh. He was responsible. He taught thousands of women for many years, almost 40 years, out on the other side of the globus in the U.S., and okay, yes, makom ladun, in terms of what you said, agendas. But we're living in a world, again, I come from a world where imein das habdol minay. We have to make chilukim. It's not so easy today. I teach in a yeshiva where most of the rabbeim don't necessarily agree with me. They hear we have to present a shita behira, shita brura. We have a very fine young Talmud Chacham over here, and I don't know, he probably also thinks that way, I imagine. I'm not sure. But ani lo bakav hazeh, I'm honest. I feel chanochan al pi darko, that we have to decide to tailor make the chinuch for each individual, including each young woman, each young man, and we have to act accordingly. Okay, I read this because he writes at the end, take a look on the other side. We can somehow judge based on individual. We have to do an individual kind of examination. That's what we have to do. So you're right, there is that agenda, ain't shum safek, and we see it all over the place. I can go into this topic for 500 hours. But I'm involved in this. This is what I do. This is basically the story of my life. Bein letov, bein lemuta. Osid gam et hanimuk shehizkarta b'dibur she'elatcha bizmaneinu b'mechad ha'elo shelomdot limudim acherim b'ma gua. Now this is the argument which is not a small argument. There are women who are getting PhDs in quantum mechanics and PhDs in all kinds of shall we say, rather abstruse fields, and if we offer them an education of a third grader, they will be turned off to Yiddishkeit. So now the question is what to do. So you and I have kind of a difference of opinion. I'm not coaching everyone, but I am, trust me, as the Gemara says in Nida, with reference to the issue of individuals, we are choshesh, and I am also choshesh, trust me, as much as you, probably more than you in many respects, because I'm Isaac in this world.
I'm playing it safe.
Right, right.
I'm playing it dangerously.
And I feel that we have to somehow find a way to cater to different individual needs. I agree with you collectively, institutionally. I'm not in favor of what these institutions that I mentioned to Rabbi Pia a moment ago, that they exist. I don't necessarily feel that I could not, personally, I wouldn't feel comfortable being involved with that. However, having said that, in NMY, where I started, founded, and continued to be with for many years, so there we had a track, a smaller track, for those who had an interest, but Rabbi the place was not involved in that. We were teaching Chumash, and Tanakh, and Hashkofa, and Mashava, and Rishonim, but we did it from the text. Very bright young women, and most of them emerged, Baruch Hashem. We had actually a reunion, a 25-year reunion several years ago, and there are about 50 of them. There were 50 living in Eretz Yisrael, maybe more, 75, and another 50 who came from Chutz Laaretz, about close to 200 women who came to this reunion, and I spoke there. And most of them, about 95% were married, and that 95% all covered their hair. I just want to attest, and also dressed properly. What Sanua, I taught Hilchos Sneis for 6 months, every single year, for many years, and I went to the halacha with them. Chubis, Avigdor Achreinim, and Gemaras, and Bishainim, and also Bahasbara. I did it by Hasbara. There was a sefer that we used that maybe Rabbi Bam knows about. That sefer was not a good, shall we say, dugma. It's written in English by a Dayan, a Goyin Adir from England, Zatzal. I actually have met him, and also he's Mechaber of Chuvis, and also Odom Godom Eid. You probably knew him, I imagine. Well, a sefer that's good for the cold town of Gateshead, for the women who grew up in the cold town of Gateshead. That's the extent of it. So I needed something in English. So I bought many copies. I had the young women buy copies of it. It was disaster. That's the understatement of the year. So I quickly confiscated all the, took back all the sperm, paid for them myself. So they shouldn't think that I was master their mamam. That cost me several thousand shekel. And I felt it was worthwhile. But I'm still looking. Now there's another sefer. There's a book launch supposed to take place over here. This Rabbi Manning, I don't really know him, but perhaps you know him. Very capable fellow, no question about it. And Rabbi Kalinsky, the Shiva of Chappelle, spoke to me. So there's going to be an evening here. Mr. Shev, he put out a book in English on the United States. He's a very capable fellow. And there's also a lot of... What I did was primarily, Rabbi Minutes, not just halacha for 6 months. I didn't start, by the way, until January. Had I done it the first 4 months, they would have thought I was...
I want to talk to you.
Mituraf, Ligamri. So once they got into it a little bit, that's when I started. 6 months, and Baruch Hashem, there's a fair amount of Hatzlacha. I also had a woman teach. These are post-high school young women. Teach Hilchos Nida, Taras HaMishpacha. I didn't do that. But it was taught by a very outstanding young woman. And also, today, Arayom Hazeh, these women, there are hundreds and hundreds of married women. I was Masada Kedushin by many of them. And they keep Taras HaMishpacha. Because they have a very good feeling about Yiddishkeit. That's what I try to do. Anyway, so he writes at the end, women are getting university education, PhDs, so what in heaven's name are we supposed to do? Give them a second grade education? Kindergarten. Mutter, Aser, Pater, Chaya. My wife told me that when she went to school, with the exception of Avigdor Miller, she had a person who taught her halacha in Williamsburg, Beisyakov Williamsburg, and they all went to college, went to university. That's what this fellow taught. This fellow was an Adam Golden Mari, the Mechaber of 20 Svarim in halacha. I can't mention his name because I'm not speaking now in a good way about him. So, Mutter, Asur, Pater, Chayav, that's what they were taught. I asked my wife, how was it? Boring like heck. But she wasn't turned off. She comes from a frum family. And she's a Mekabel. Plus, she had Rabbi Avigdor Miller. That was her main Rebbe. So that was the counterweight. And he was exciting beyond exciting. He was kanoi beyond kanoi. And she connected with that. Ben the Tov, Ben the Mutov. So here he says, basically, he writes at the end, therefore, Bismanenu, Nire, Zmanim HaRishonim, Kasha Haita Isha Kerat HaBayit Greda, HaBanot Lodom Dukol Ikar, HaYokai Yuchshash, Yilman HaTorah, Ani Chochma, Shechad Yorma. Maybe it will cause Nezek. Maybe that's the agenda Rabbi Munich Shlita that he spoke about. Abu Zmanenu, Lama Yigaru Dibre Torah. Why should we suffer? Lachin banot ha-vatzol limol Torah shemalpeh b'tisim v'tichoniyim etzim libudam shem mechich ha-bagut zikrit v'rotom limud le-yadav le-yada muta l'am l'Torah sam chayim l'tov lon kol yomim v'chayosein v'chayom hazeh. This, by the way, is also a tshuva of the Mayan Ganim. Torah Tumim of course a tshuva. And I don't know if you learned, you know, we used to give our Torah Tumim to the Bar Mitzvah Bachim. Then we decided, yes, every year we have a list. I give it out to 250 Bar Mitzvah Bachim in my little shul. And then I decided to take a seker, Shama, BMTL. Lokachti seker, b'shalti mea mehem. Kama, mikem, ishtamashtem ha-sefer hazeh. Out of 100, echad amar li, shu istakel, pa'am achat, chamesh dakot. I was flabbergasted. So then we started giving out Ramban al Torah. Don't worry. Ota she'la sha'alti, kimad od esher shanim, היו עוד כמה שהסתכלו ברמב"ן קצת יותר מחמש דקות. So what should we give out? משתברו. Yeah. Okay. הלוואי אחשי דורה, they're going to look at משתברו and hopefully learn it. Okay, so I want to make now a comment. I don't know if you have a few more minutes, if you're willing to even stomach me for a few more minutes. Are you? I want to tell you what I heard from... in the 60s, from our Goyim, Davar and Halevi Soloveitchik, with that I'll be Messiah. I was zeichet Yabaran Halevi Soloveitchik when I was in high school. I used to follow him around. I used to cut out of my shurim, Rabbi Bam Zalob Shulcha, so you didn't hear this. He's a proper Englishman. He would never even, not even such a habimit would pass through his mind. But I, Nilo, I'm an American who's out of the box. So I used to hear once a week, I go in the Rabbi Halevi Soloveitchik with the fiery red beard. So he spoke about the Torah's Hashkofer regarding women. And he discussed, first, the Gemara in Saita, actually, it's the Gemara in Yudalf. And anyone who knows the nature of women, Chazal say Noshim Akshoniotem, Tachas HaTapuach HaRatich, very well-known Chazal, Rashi quotes it, and he pointed out essentially that there's no question that even though there are those who feel that Orthodox Judaism discriminates against women, it's completely without foundation, and he brought a number of interesting rayas. It says in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Basar Ma'amarot Nivra Ha'olam. So if you look in the Psukim, in Bereishis, you'll see first light was created, and with it, other forms of energy, and then the inorganic world, and then the organic world. And even in the organic world, first you have vegetable life, then you have animal life. Hakol Lefi HaSeder. The way the Torah presents the Sidre Bereishit, and the animal kingdom, first the lower species, then the higher species, everything is Lefi HaSeder. And then, who's created after all the animals? Adam Arishon. But who's created the last? First comes the male gender, then the female gender. She's created Achron. And he said, that's Pshat, Achron, Achron, Chovim. Okay, I wasn't sure whether he was being cute, or he was, in fact, telling us what he felt. That's a Pshat in Chazal. And then the question is, so what makes a woman spiritually advanced? What makes her on a higher level? So he used the Rambam, the famous Rambam that we're all familiar with. The Rambam says, the chilah between Yushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah says, and the reason is because the Kedusha of Yushalayim is not based on Kibush. Eretz Yisrael is based on Kibush. And the Gemara in HaShalech, the Gemara points out, Vayishimenu Shevi, the Kibush is Batel, came Nebuchadnezzar, undid the entire Kibush. But Yushalayim is based on Chazokah. Now that distinction needs a lot of explication. There's a sefer by David HaKohen Rappaport, Migdash David. He had to save his devoted to this issue. The chilah between Kibush and Chazokah. And the Rambam itself is not so clear. Rav Soloveitchik, wow. No end to the shiur he said on this topic. And I'm still not satisfied with the distinction between Kibush and Chazokah. So Rabban Soloveitchik, Zechetzad Divrocha, he applied this to the distinction between a male and a female. What's the task, the tafkid of a male? Hashem took him, the Pasuk says, put him in Gan Eden, la'obdo l'shama. Derech shalish, dad, the Mishnah Yevamos. Darko shalish lichbash, ven darko shalish lichbash. So kibush is the role of man. Many Rishonim write, he cited a whole slew of Rishonim, kedaka v'akedesh, that essentially, man needs tayag mitzvahs, kedei lichbosh et yitzro. Now Rishonim write it across the board. So all the mitzvahs, each one has a specific function, but primarily, preeminently, Lichboshet ha-yetzah. So that's the role of a man. Isha in Dako lichbosh. He brought another interesting raya. If you look at Bamidbar, in the census that took place, so there you see when all the various shvatim are counted between the ages of 20 and the age of 60. So there's one count relates to all the shvatim and one count to Shevi Levi. Why is Shevi Levi? How are they counted? Mi ben chodesh v'mala. I heard this year in the 60s. It's like literally resonating with me for the last over half a century. Why are they counted Ben Chodesh V'Mala? Why are the others counted, the oldest Shvatim are counted Dafkin Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala? The answer is the Pasuk says, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael. You have to be someone who's capable of engaging in Lachama, engaging in Kibush. That's the role of the male gender. Mashenk and Shevi Levi have a totally different role. Their role is the role of Chazokah. Their role essentially is, what Chazal say, Rav Soloveitchik always said that the main role of Shevi Levi is teaching Torah. If you look at the Psukim and the other Dvarim, even though people think that's not their main role, Mesherim, Shayarim, they work in the Beis HaMikdash, incorrect. Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpatecha de Yaakov, Visorasecha de Yisrael, then secondarily, Yasimu Torah Beapecha, Vichalil Mizbechecha. That's a secondary role, it's not the primary role. The primary role is to teach Torah. The members of Sanhedrin were Kohen and Levim. They said, Psukim and Dvarim, all Sefer Dvarim, you see that. So that was the function of Shevi Levi, primarily the function of Chazakah, of maintaining the spirit of Klal Yisrael. Said Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, that men and women were created, obviously, differently, not just biologically, not just physiologically, but primarily psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. My father, Bisham, used to say, I once told this to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, my father asked me, Akasha, why is it in the Parshah Nedarim of the Matos that Ishki don ed al Hashem, Avisha v'ashua, and then all the rest of the cases are Isha. The Sugya Nam Ravasan. You might actually go through the different stages of what's going on in the Psukim. So my father asked me, why is only one positive devoted to men? So Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik told me on the spot, because Nashim Nadroni Yosheim, Nashim Bakshoni Yosheim. That's the reason why most of it is devoted to women. They're the ones who take the Dharam, they're the ones who become emotionally very high, etc., etc. Anyway, then Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik dealt with the issue. These were Shurim, he said, in the yeshiva, and they were 2-3 hours at length. And I'm a high school student, 13 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old. I fell in love with Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. I told the story already. I fell in love with him at the age of 13. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he said, and he dealt with the issue of every morning a man makes the bracha, Shalom Asani Isha, a woman makes the bracha, Shalom Asani Kitzono. So that is another one of the famous pulmasin that is dealt with by the members of feminists and the like. The answer is, because a man is innately disposed towards excessive and abusive kibush, there's a natural abundance of energy in the male gender. And that energy has to be focused, has to be directed, has to be sublimated in a proper manner. And so Hashem imposed upon us the obligatory mitzvahs, even those that Azman Grama, and we have to engage in the study of Torah, will always be occupied with spiritual, intellectual endeavors, endeavors of kibush, in order to keep us in place, in order to somehow Mashenkin, a woman, Shasani Kitsono, not because she has lesser innate qualities, on the contrary, because her qualities, she is literally the crown of creation. She is the Keter, she is the diadem of glory, and by definition, a man has to struggle in order to be tolerant, in order to be noble, in order to be compassionate, while a woman innately was molded by Hashem Yisbarach, she's endowed towards compassion and consideration. He brought the raya from Rechem, he went into a whole mamish, a whole kid and kaboodle on Rechem and Rachmanis and the like. And so that's her basic nature. Anyway, the point that he spoke about, also he discussed, because at that time it was still an issue of ferment. You know, Rabban Soloveitchik, when he went to Chicago in the late 60s, became the Shiva Brisk. First the Skokie, which he didn't last too long over there, understatement of the year, because he came out against, they wanted to sell several buildings to another theological group. And he told them, Ze'asur Bechlet, and they did not listen to him. So he went to the Chicago Times and simply publicized it. That was the end of his Rosh Hashivaship over there. And that's when he founded the Rosh Hashiva in Brisk. He was a man, Lasagur Bne'ish. That was his whole motto. And anyway, he spoke about, in Chicago at the time, he refused to give smicha to any young man who would take a pulpit without a mechitza. And guess what? Most of the pulpits in Chicago were, in the Midwest, without mechitza. He refused to sign the cloth. Some of them tried to dupe him, all kinds of canunias. That's what you're talking about, agendas. But he could not be easily duped. He was a lawyer by trade and Fordham University. But he didn't practice law. He was a very astounding person. So the reason why the halacha requires a mechitza in a shul, because of a woman's advanced spiritual status. That's how he explained this whole, there was Rabbi Lamb wrote a very beautiful piece, Norman Lamb's Chaim LeBracha, that people have this notion, families that pray together, stay together. And he indicated clearly in a tremendous article in Tradition Magazine, it was later actually republished, very beautiful piece, that this is absolute nonsense, absolute stupidity.
The women's section is higher.
Oh, that may explain it, very good. So a person has to be free of any inhibitions, and the presence of a woman would create all kinds of inhibitions. Anyway, the point was simply, Shasani Kitsono, not only is it not negative, it expresses the most idealistic, optimal position of a woman from a Torah perspective. That's Shasani Kitsono.
It's the end of the list. That's a amazing thing.
Okay.
And
Hanan? Okay. On the contrary, so her spiritual endowments are so beyond that of a male counterpart. That's the bracha he said of Shasani Kitsono. This I heard at 13 years old. I can't recover because he was such a fiery gone. and absolutely so different than his brother. Like the Kirchhoff, Mizuchimarev, the same Hashkofis. Identical Hashkofis, even though there's, I think, a 15 to 18 year difference in age. I asked once Rabban Soloveitchik, who were his Rabbein? He said he only had two. Father and brother. His father and his brother, those were his two Rabbein. And later on, he had a Talmud. He made the Shidduch. His Talmud, Rabban Lichtenstein. He made the Shidduch of Rabban Lichtenstein and Rabban Soloveitchik's daughter. And he left Chaim Berlin. He was a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin. You probably you knew that by the old days, no? No? He was a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin, Rabban Soloveitchik. And he and Rabban Lichtenstein both left. They went to the same place afterwards in the yeshiva. What?
He left in the 60s.
Yeah, in the 60s, yeah. But he was in Chaim Berlin a number of years. He was a Rebbe there. And Rabban Lichtenstein was his probably foremost Talmud, foremost of Rabban Soloveitchik. He was just, and he set a hespit for him, Rabban Lichtenstein. He said that Rabban Soloveitchik, one pasuk comes to mind and he starts shaking Rabban Lichtenstein. Lo sagurim le'ish. That was his motto. They told me this, he didn't say this, Rabban Lichtenstein, but I can tell you that anytime there was an issue, any kind of issue, public issue, vexing, contentious, Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, the older brother, ran for his life. What did Rabban Soloveitchik do? Right into the issue. That's the difference between these two. One is a fire, a ball of fire, and unfortunately he got himself into a lot of, shall we say, sorrows. The public couldn't deal with it. And Rav Soloveitchik avoided all it. He simply he ran the other way. So I remember that Rav Gorin, who was the chief rabbi at the time, used to come to Maria Teshurim, I heard in the late 60s and 70s in Yiddish in Manhattan. So he would come, he was the chief rabbi, he came at least twice a year, sometimes more, he would sit right in front. And the Rav called him, the Chevron Eiloy. That's what Rav called, Gronchik, the Chevron Eiloy. Did you read his biography? You have no time. You're done here a day, just continue. Anyway, so he has a biography. You could see Ikarta? I was lucky to meet him a number of times. Both in Maria and also other situations, it said Ilu Shebi Luyim, Sholeit B'Cholato Kula. So Rav Soloveitchik was very, and that during the heady years when all these issues came up, and he wanted to get Rav Soloveitchik involved in all these issues, he ran for his life. He just simply Barach K'mamadayish. Okay, anyway, this is just not even scratching the surface. So I scratched the surface. I have a lot more to say on the matter. I've been involved in this issue for the last 51 years of my life, so Hashem should bless us with wonderful children, men, women, and we should do Chanochan al-Pidarko with each one of them, and we'll have, mitzvah Hashem, a lot of nachas ruach.